Rockstep Radio, on demand.
Hi, I'm Charlotte, and I'm here with Kevin Leach, who is the creator of Rockstep Radio. Hello, Kevin.
Charlotte, hi.
What was your idea for creating Rockstep Radio? Why did you do it?
In the last few years, I've really got into swing dancing. You know, I've got that Lindy Hop bug, which I imagine anybody listening to this also has. I also have a background in broadcasting. So I used to be a radio presenter on commercial and BBC local radio stations. Then I became a sound engineer for the BBC. And now I run a company which provides services to the broadcast industry. So broadcasting is kind of in my blood, if you like. And I just thought, you know, why not? It's kind of a bit of a hobby because, you know, I am a bit of a radio nerd. And I thought there was a bit of a gap to fill. And why not bring together my hobby and my skills and make something from it which might be of benefit to the international swing dance community?
In your head, when somebody's listening to Rockstep Radio, what do you imagine them doing whilst they're listening to it?
Well, of course, there's two elements to Rockstep Radio. There's this element, which is the on-demand speech side of things, but I guess you mean the musical stream. Well, I like the idea that Rockstep Radio could be played at a swing dancing social, that it could be used instead of having a DJ, for instance. So it must be danceable. It's great for people who are beginners and are trying to get their head around what is the appropriate music for swing dancing. And also seasoned swing dancers who just can't get enough. You know, it's, I think for those people, and I know that these people exist, who they hear the same songs week after week after week, and they still want to hear them again when they get home. You know, I think those people do exist, and it's probably also good for them.
How are you choosing the music? Are you just putting your favourite tracks on there?
No, there's an element of quality control, and every song that's on Rockstep Radio, I think somebody would want to dance to. You know, it's, as it says on the tin, music for swing dancers. In my mind, every song that we play should be danceable. Do I like every song that we play? Is every song that we play one of my favourites? No, I don't think it is, because that would give us too narrow a playlist. You know, we're not padding it out, we're not filling here, but at the same time, in order to get a nice variety of music, then we've got to go slightly beyond just my personal tastes. To answer your question, how do I choose the music? I play the song, and if I want to dance to it, or could imagine somebody would want to dance to it, then it goes on. If I can't imagine anybody wanting to dance to it, then it definitely doesn't go on.
Do you have any other criteria when you're choosing songs?
Yeah, I think an important factor is the quality of the recording. Obviously, we play a lot of old vintage recordings, but I think there's a balance to be struck between the recording quality and the vintage feel. Yes, it's nice for it to sound like an original recording, but at the same time, it's got to sound crisp and pass my personal quality control.
Is that a bit of your audio geek coming out?
I think it is, yeah. I think the average listener wouldn't say, oh, I like this radio station because all of the music that they play is of a high production quality. But I think subconsciously, if you're listening to music and it's of a poor quality, then you're less likely to enjoy it and want to dance to it and want to come back and listen to it again. Because even if you can't put your finger on it, the overall sound is less professional.
Presumably there's not a little DJ 24 hours around the clock choosing the music for Rockstep Radio.
Yeah, there's a trained monkey who sits and press play every 3.5 minutes. No, it's a computer, as most radio stations in the world now are run by a computer to some extent. This is a computer which has been programmed to play a nice selection of music, but it pretty much does its job on its own on a day-to-day basis.
And do you have any favourite artists?
Yeah, I really like the female vocalists from the jazz era. June Richmond, Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday, and a lot of the bands that they worked with. You know, Count Basie, you know, you can't go wrong with Count Basie because of that nice, big, rich, big band sound.
So that's a lot about the music. What about the interviews? Because you can go onto Rockstep Radio and listen to interviews with people at any time, can't you?
You can, and indeed this is one of them.
So how do you go about, how do you choose, how do you set that up, or is it come one, come all?
Well, although I'm in Manchester, this is not a Manchester or a Northwest England or a UK or a European radio station. The idea of Rockstep Radio, you know, because it is an internet radio station, is that it's a worldwide product. You know, there's an international indie hop community, and I like the idea that Rockstep Radio may, over time, bring that community closer together. So it's really, do the interviewees have worldwide appeal? So yes, we'll interview people from local scenes, but we'll make the interview relevant to people listening anywhere in the world. So, for instance, I've interviewed Gordon Webster, who is the best-known swing dance musician in the world, I think it's fair to say. Scott Cupid, who is internationally known and runs Swing Patrol in London, also was one of the founders of Swing Patrol in Australia. And we've interviewed Kevin and Joe Hofberg and Kevin Saint-Laurent, who are some of the best-known lindy hop instructors in the world.
Yeah, how long did you say you'd been dancing for?
Well, this is the question that people always ask when you dance with somebody new, isn't it? And I never really know the correct answer. I dabbled with swing dancing probably about 4 years ago, but it's really the last 2 years that it's been a big part of my life.
Have you got to the stage where swing dance has taken over your social life?
Yeah, I'm having a social event in my apartment this week, and looking at the guest list, it's probably 60-40 dancers and non-dancers. But, I haven't forgotten my non-dancing friends who are still a crucial part of my life.
So obviously it's just at the beginning of Rockstep Radio, but do you have a grand vision for its future?
Not really, no. It's an experiment. It's really, if it's not a great success, that's not the end of the world. You know, we haven't really lost anything. It's been fun, and I've got to learn a lot more about the music of the swing era along the way, and build up my own library of swing music. So no, there is no great plan, but if it grows into being more of a destination, you know, an online destination for people who are interested in swing dancing to come to the website to find out more, learn more, and connect with other dancers, both in their local community and around the world. How we achieve that, well, who knows at this stage, but that would be a good result.
All right, well, I guess time will tell. Thank you for joining us, Kevin, and I look forward to seeing what the future has in store for Rockstep Radio.
Pleasure, Charlotte. Thank you.
For more on-demand content from Rockstep Radio, go to rockstepradio.com.